talk a little bit about the data that were presented? And in general, right now, this lady was on the trial. Of course, obviously, a lot of people on the trial didn't have this kind of result, but it's amazing that he occurred in anybody. What they looked at there, what they found, and how you're applying it to your practice right now.
Yeah, so Olympiad was one of several trials being done worldwide for women with BRCA-associated breast cancer, where essentially they compared a PARP inhibitor versus standard chemotherapy for advanced BRCA-associated breast cancer. And in the study, the patients who got regular chemotherapy had a time to progression on the order of 3 to 4 months. That was nearly doubled with use of the olaparib to 7 to 8 months. And the response rate went up as well.
And the response rate was 60%.
Yeah, I think it was, I would have said 50, but it essentially went from 25 to 50 was my sort of ballpark recollection.
Doubled.
But it doubled, correct. And the drugs, the olaparib proved better tolerated on average than regular chemotherapy. And I think it really makes a couple of changes to our way of thinking about advanced breast cancer. So one is that obviously it becomes part of the toolkit for metastatic breast cancer that's BRCA-associated. The patient we discussed here had an unusually good outcome, median time to progression, more like 7 to 8 months on average, but still a well-tolerated and more effective option. The second is I think it means we need to test most patients who have metastatic breast cancer to see if they have a BRCA mutation. Now, many women who are likely to have a BRCA mutation based on family history and tumor histology would have already had testing at the time of their diagnosis. But if they haven't, then I think it's probably not a bad idea to loop back and try and do that testing because of the potential benefit of either a PARP inhibitor or platinum chemotherapy. We also have data from the so-called TNT trial that Andrew Tutte led that platinum is a better first choice option than a docetaxel-based or taxane-based chemotherapy regimen in women who have a BRCA1 or BRCA2 mutation. Those women all had triple negative cancers in his study. So you now have two selectively targetable drugs, platinum and PARP inhibitors, which really clearly have activity in BRCA-associated breast cancer.
So yeah, I wanted to kind of get into the specifics of how you're translating that into your practice. Actually, the trial was HER2 negative. So my first question is, does that mean that you would not use it in a patient with a BRCA germline mutation who's HER2 positive?
Well, we don't really know much about whether these drugs would work in HER2 positive cancers. A couple things. One is that 80%+ of BRCA1 associated breast cancers are triple negative. BRCA2 associated breast cancers get this so-called normal distribution of breast cancer subtypes. But that means that a very small minority of BRCA associated cancers are HER2 positive. Secondly, because we treat HER2 positive cancers with platinating agents and anti-HER2 agents already, we expect those patients to do really well. In fact, one of the interesting things about BRCA associated breast cancers is that they actually do better with standard alkylating chemotherapy than other kinds of breast cancer do. These are chemosensitive tumors.
See the same thing in ovary.
Right, exactly. So you should not see too many BRCA-associated HER2-positive breast cancers. It's just, the Venn diagrams begin to get pretty small when they overlap.
You mean Mets.
Right, correct, in the metastatic setting. So having said that, could you try it? Sure, though I think, I would probably go with a platinum. There's a robust literature on platinating chemotherapy with anti-HER2 drugs already. What was the other half?